The Soap Myth is a play about a Holocaust survivor and his crusade to have a say in history. It's capping off a national tour with a performance Monday night at the Williamstown Theater Festival in the Berkshires. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports, and please note this story, which runs about 4 minutes, includes disturbing details.
The Soap Myth revolves around an elderly survivor, played by veteran actor Ed Asner, who insists that an important piece of Holocaust history has been left out of the official record, namely that the Nazis made soap out of the remains of their victims. Here, in a previously taped performance, he's arguing with a museum director played by Tova Feldshuh.
Mr. Saltzman, sometimes what we thought was true we find is no longer true.
What the hell does that mean?
It means it's a complicated process that historians strive to get right.
But this you got wrong.
No, Mr. Saltzman, this we got right. Yeah. No, we got it right. We got it right. Yeah. It is a complicated issue.
No! It is not complicated. It is simple.
Playwright Jeff Cohen says he wanted to raise the question, who has the right to write history?
Is it the historian who has to get all of the facts right? Is it the eyewitness to history, or in this case, the survivor of the Holocaust, who's the living embodiment of that history, even if his memory or his facts may be a little bit faulty?
Cohen also wanted to address the psychological effects of trauma and to bring up human rights issues that remain relevant today.
If we're going to be up in arms and upset about anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial, that we also have a responsibility to decry prejudice and bigotry in all of its forms and against all sorts of people that have become marginalized.
The play's lead, Ed Asner, starred on TV as newspaper editor Lou Grant in the 1970s. Asner has long been known for his outspoken liberal politics. He says, as a Jewish man, he's worried about continued discrimination and anti-Semitism. He also describes himself as a 9/11 conspirator, someone who is skeptical of the official story behind the 2001 terrorist attacks. He says those are all reasons he wanted to play the stubborn protagonist of the soap myth.
Well, I love a man who felt the urge to reach a goal, and no matter how much humiliation was accorded him, kept struggling till he got to the end.
As for the end of the soap myth, historians have not quite settled the matter of whether the Nazis made soap from humans. Consensus seems to be that it happened on a small scale, but not on an industrial level. And many worry that Holocaust deniers use the soap controversy to cast doubt on the whole atrocity. Playwright Jeff Cohen says perhaps most importantly, many Jewish camp survivors believed the rumor was true.
I think that is why.
Why what?
Why I cannot let this go?
Their memories would be triggered for years whenever they washed with soap, as the main character explains.
I can't quite imagine what that would be like. To bathe with a bar of soap. And to have peace.
The Soap Myth will be performed in Williamstown one night as a staged reading. A videotaped version is expected to air on public television and streaming services in the fall. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.